I feel bad for the kids these days that like are not out going to do those things. You know, like picking up your bike and going to a friend's house. Everybody's probably relying on rides from their parents, and they get there and they fucking play Fortnite on Nintendo Switch. Like, I don't know. We had to work for, you know, our summers, and it was fun, and it made it more exciting. And like Jeff, like you mentioned, when we were just like filming dumbass movies. I want to take us on a little side quest.
Goku's one of the greatest anime heroes of all time. He's badass. He's awesome.
Dude, hands down, Final Fantasy VII wins every day.
How could you not love the Mario Brothers movie?
RoboCop kicks everyone else's ass.
And that's why Superman sucks.
Oh, the Velociraptors kick ass in Jurassic Park every single day.
Oop, went on a bit of a rant there, huh?
Ow! Welcome back, everybody, to the Side Quest Podcast. This is Eric. I will be your singer-songwriter for the day. Welcome to Friday. We are very proud to be here. I don't care who my guests are or my co-hosts are. I just want to jump right into the main quest. But, guys, I gotta know. Summer has started. We are officially, not from a moon to Earth to sun scale. We're not summer yet. But kids are out of school. We're all excited. Like, what are you doing this summer? Jeff, I want to know from you first. What are your summer plans from June to August, end of August and September 1st? What are you up to?
Yeah, I mean, I would say till the middle of September. I mean, honestly, summer is kind of like middle May to middle September.
Yeah, it's...
If I'm being honest, this may have been 80 for the most part. Everyone forgets, like, September, we still go to Lake House. I don't know why they fit summer into just 3 months. Maybe because that's when school's out.
The Earth is fucking turning. We're billions of years.
May to September is pretty much summer.
Yeah. So what are you up to this summer?
But this is kind of like, you know, we're now definitely into the middle of it. Summer is definitely it's the outdoor activities. It actually, the kind of geek stuff takes a little back seat. I mean, you do a little gaming during the week, but normally you're trying to get outside. You're trying to get to a fest, get to a concert, get to, you know, get on a boat, go to a lake house, go have a bonfire, you know, do the summer outdoor activity stuff.
So just cool. White people things. Why are you talking white people things?
Well, I think a lot of people do the same thing. I don't know if that's just...
Oh, there's no way you're not doing gaming things this summer.
I am, just not as much because we're doing other
things. Because it's so nice.
Yeah, so like maybe on a Thursday night, you know, you want to go out and have a drink on a roof deck, or, you know, there might be a fest going on or a concert or stuff like that. So you just tend to, you know, you tend to be outside doing those things.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah, I mean, we plan on, you know, us as a group, we all tend to do quite a few things. So we got a couple fests coming up. I know we're looking into doing a concert or two. We have... We have the infamous Lake House weekend. We have Bristol Renaissance Fair. We got, quite a few fun things coming. But I really, you know, last year we hit up two fairs. Eric, I don't know if you remember that. It was like a Stranger Things type of deal when we went to the the fair and we got stuck on a...
Was I drinking?
Huh?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, I
remember. Yeah. That was... That was a good night, and I think there's a lot of nostalgia when you do that type of... I don't know, I feel like in the summer I get very nostalgic. Justin, I know you and I talked about that last summer a bit.
Yeah, so shut up now. We're done with you. Justin, what are you looking forward to this summer?
Man, the summer is going to be completely packed for us. As this recording comes out, I will be in Savannah on a beach.
Oh yeah.
Tybee Island, maybe Hilton Head, somewhere in Jacksonville. I don't know. So we're traveling. We left yesterday and we get back in a few days. I've got some work. Thank you. I got some work travel on the agenda. I'll be in Tampa Bay for a few days. And then we just booked a trip to Seattle in September. So I'm going to be all sorts of like taking in all the COVID from all over the country and like adjusting it into my body.
Well, yeah, I'm going to Italy and Germany myself. So yeah, why not? Let's do some trips.
Bring back that Zeke Kyle. Oops, canceled. I'm happy for you guys. That sounds like a lot of fun. We are actually out the door tomorrow. As you listen to this, we're going to California with the fam. Disneyland, not World, for 2 days, or 3 days, I should say. And then we're going to San Diego, which is, you know, what is it? German for Wales. Oopsie fuck.
Censor it. San Diego is one of, San Diego is almost like a perfect spot.
Yes, we're going there just to lay at the pool and go look at the beach, but I heard not really go into the water outside of maybe just to wash off.
It's not really, I know that side of the ocean isn't. I know California is not known for their beaches.
Yeah, it's
more of a, you know, Florida
it's known for, you know, earthquakes and helicopter crashes. Oopsie fuck.
And fires.
But no, I mean, we're going there for a week. It'll be exciting. I'm glad we are all getting out of the state or country at some point here. But
to Jeff's point, there's a lot. Okay. You just. Huh? Yeah.
To Jeff's point.
You frightened me. to Jeff's point, but outside of travel, there's a lot going on this summer. The Salt Shed downtown has opened up. There's a lot of concerts going on there. There's a lot of festivals. There's a lot of carnivals. Guys, we're going to have a great summer.
I'm really looking forward to it. We always have some laughs and some incidents.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Every group does. I think everyone does. At least everyone listening to this is, you know, for the most part, they have their group of friends, and they just go. Even if you're an adult, you still go and do dumb things, and you have fun, and you kind of act like a kid for a few months.
Yeah, and I think
nothing about that.
One thing I want to go back to with you three or two, I guess that's three, is
Eric kissing double.
I'm drinking a Wild Basin hard seltzer. This is like the second time on the podcast that I've had a drink. So cheers to us, but
cheers to kicking off summer the right way.
What I want to do is talk about like some, you know, memories from growing up. You know, I think the 90s was a pivotal moment for us growing up. What were some of those, you know, summer moments? What did you do? Did you stay out late and ride bikes and play fucking grossed in the graveyard? I mean, Jeff, I got to start off with you. Like, what were some of your favorite 90s summer memories out of school? What's Jeff up to?
I remember playing Pokemon on the neighborhood and just sitting outside because they're like, you have to go outside and play. It's nice out.
So I'll be outside, but I will play Pokemon.
We just sit outside and play Pokemon. But it was nice. You could game outside, which was kind of cool. Eric, I mean, I remember very vividly you and I took advantage of summers filming all of our crazy videos. It seems like that's when we were doing most of our videotaping because we would do Jackass stuff. We would do, you know, our one scary movie attempt with Mr. Jones. We had just, you know, we'd film a lot, you know, that's kind of what we did in the 90s because we didn't have cars yet. I mean, we bike around and. I remember going to the Chinese restaurant over by us with Dave and everyone knows Dave here on the show, but a bunch of people there and just acting silly, going to Tommy, the angry gym teacher. He would always have campouts and bonfires and we'd take his golf cart around and ride our bikes up to get food and get Euros and stuff like that. So it was always just like hanging out with your buds. Acting like goose, filming stuff, having
bonfires,
getting into trouble.
Wait, you would get Euros?
We would get Euros, yeah. We would get on our bikes from Tommy's parents' house, and we'd ride up to Tony Steamers or whatever it's called over in
Winfield.
Yeah. Okay. And we do that all the time. I know Justin wasn't around yet during then.
He wasn't born yet.
Yeah, because we didn't know them till high school. And then just, you know, I was also on swim team, and we'd always do a lot of the swimming events and all, you know, hang out with those people, and we do.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, Speedos. So, and Eric, we made you swim sometimes.
God, fuck that. I would only go.
Claudio would make you swim.
I just hated it. I just was waiting for you guys to get done swimming back and forth in your Speedo so I could go jump in the pool and play basketball. So, but Justin, fill us in on what your childhood summers were like. Let us know all the details.
I remember this before we were in high school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So my 90s summers were apparently much different than your alls. Your overalls. No, we were largely left alone during the summer. And like we either had to go to summer camp or we had to go to summer school as like a built-in babysitter. And we would do shit like throw rocks at cars. That was always fun. throw rocks at each other. That was fun. But seriously, though, one funny story that I do have from childhood is like the ice cream truck used to always come around the block where we lived in Chicago, and we used to always try to get free ice cream from him. We'd be like, it's my birthday. Give me a free WWF wrestler cookie dough bar. And he goes dead serious. This guy goes,
summer thing.
Oh my God. Do you remember those bars? They had X-Men bars. They had there was the cookie, the chocolate, and the vanilla ice cream.
Oh my God!
I remember the
fucking what was the one that was the cone with the ball at the bottom, gumball.
Double. What was that one?
It was the goddamn. I'll figure it out. You keep going.
Choco Tacos. I remember those ones.
God, fuck the Choco Tacos. Those were good too.
Choco Tacos were good. The Bomb Pops were good. The Bubble Play was good. But anyway, so the ice cream driver goes to me and my brother, and he's like, I'll give you free ice cream if you get your mom to go on a date with me.
Oops.
So it was like an escort service through his ice cream truck for my mother. And I was this is weird.
So just to bring it all around in a circle, that is called a screwball, is the gumball at the bottom of the ice cream. So he's trying to do a screwball on your mom. That motherfucker.
Yeah, he was.
What's his name? Todd, Donnie, Andy?
I think it was Omar.
God damn you. Jeff, go for it. But anyways.
What about you, Eric? Let's hear some of your summer stories.
You know what? Summer in the 90s was, I feel very fortunate. I grew up in a cul-de-sac where we had all the houses in a circle, and we all grew up at the same time. So a lot of it was just like sleepovers and ghosts in the graveyard and just like playing outside. So, you know, I looked forward to summers. And not only that, but I vividly remember that, you know, the Chicago Bulls, where we grew up in the 90s, was the fucking bomb. And so every time they would like win a game in the summer and get close to the finals or win the championship or shit, everybody would just be like screaming outside and blasting off fireworks. So I don't know. It was like a really good childhood growing up. The pools, the slip and slides, just the bonfires, the s'mores. I don't know. I was very lucky and fortunate. And, you know, cheers to Gunsmoke Court. God bless.
Yeah, I think summers back then, I think for us, might, you know, I don't know, resonate more than today. Because back then, we were kind of left alone. I mean, you would kind of get on your bikes. And like you said, Eric, we'd go down the neighborhood or we'd go to other friends. And your parents didn't really know where you were. I mean, they kind of did. They could call over.
Yeah,
you had more independence. You were able to be a kid. You weren't like, you know, parents trying to like shelter their children. No one got offended as bad as they do now.
It was just
more chill. Well,
and think about it, like the technology back then, this was, you know, early 90s. I mean, I know the internet came around in 96, but you know, it was a time where if you got to get the kid out of the house to like burn off some steam. And there is no cell phone, there is no pager for us yet. There is no like other form of, I don't know, mental or physical just like wearing us out. So it was just, I mean, it was, to be honest, I feel bad for the kids these days that like are not out going to do those things, you know, like picking up your bike and going to a friend's house. Everybody's probably relying on rides from their parents, and they get there and they fucking play Fortnite on Nintendo Switch. Like, I don't know. We had to work for, you know, our summers, and it was fun, and it made it more exciting. And like Jeff, like you mentioned, when we were just like filming dumbass movies. So I don't know. It was just like, I don't think we can ever go back in time and capture that. It was definitely lightning in a bottle.
It was. Yeah. So I want to take us on a quick side quest, because you guys both mentioned Ghosts in the Graveyard. What were some other great games that you remember that we used to play? Like, there was freeze tag, there was hide and seek. Like, we used to play hide and seek, younger listeners. Like,
you're right. It's so true. One game that comes to mind, I'm thinking, it's like, it was almost like slime ball or something, where you're out in the yard and you throw the ball up and people run away until you catch the ball. And then when you catch the ball, you have the chance to throw it and like dodgeball somebody. It must have been like slime ball or something, but it was like some kind of formula of that. That was like, it was like a four letter word, almost like horse. Where if you got tagged, you were it, and then you got to go, and everybody starts again. So it was one of those for me. That was the first thing that came to mind. Jeff, I know you have 400.
400?
Yeah.
400 what?
Ideas.
Let me go first.
I'm joking. I'm saying, well, you know, we played Ghosts in Graveyard. That was a big one. We had the squirt gun fights. Those were big ones.
Yeah.
And then my brother and I did a joust once. We got in big trouble for that game. And then once we had a bow and arrow. We actually had a real bow and arrow.
Oh, God.
And you'd basically everyone have to run and try not to get hit by the arrow.
That's a scene from The Sopranos. We are just...
Well, they weren't squirt guns either. Those were super soakers.
Super soakers.
Oh, yeah. Justin.
Talking about summer, let's talk about super soakers. Jeez.
Well, you just did. Justin, I want to hear from you. What were your big, you know, let us have it.
So some of the ones that, like, I hadn't thought about these games in years until you just unlocked memories for my skull.
Oh, yeah.
We played a game called Butts Up. Did you guys play that one?
Oh, my God. I feel like I did. If you have it, explain it, because Butts Up is very vivid.
So you throw the tennis ball against the wall, and it would bounce
back,
and everybody had to run to the wall. And if it was caught before you got to the wall, you had to stand there, hands on the wall, butt out, and they would throw the ball and try to hit you in the butt.
Yes. For me, it was soccer practice, and if you didn't do what you need to do, there was a penalty kick, and the best kicker on the team would kick the ball, and like 10 people line up with their butts to it, and he would just try to aim for somebody's ass, and it hurt like hell. But
why did...
I don't know. Ask Mr. Broombaugh from 7th grade. Mr. Broombaugh, I know you're listening.
Number 4 square? That was good. With the ball. And
that was a good one. What was your favorite four square maneuver?
Oh,
it was the corner that, like, you kind of like, how do I even explain the move?
How to explain
it? You kind of get it right in that corner so they couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the double bounce. Just like you pretend like it's going to happen, then you just make it happen real close to the ground. and they just double bounce.
We should play Foursquare this summer together.
No, we're never going to do that. That's
Justin and I 2 years ago had a lightsaber battle outside. All right.
Well, Jeff, you make this happen. I will be there. I promise you that.
That'll require you coming out.
Well, you know what? Capture the Flag is another game.
Playing the dark. End of the school year, remember? End of Benjamin, play Capture the Flag. It's the best day ever.
So good. So good. All right, boys. I want to move on. I'm done with this bullshit. I want to know about a little movie. We're going to go back in time to the retro movie of...
Bond. James Bond.
I'll be back.
You shall not pass!
Use the Force, Luke.
It is 1998. It is the summer. It is the summer of Ben Affleck and Bruce Willis and Liv Tyler. But I want to talk a little movie about Armageddon. I mean, it was basically the summer of Armageddon, Deep Impact, that came out at the same time. I love Michael Bay, so fuck off everybody that doesn't like him. But I thought this movie was great. I watch it at least once or twice a year. No joke, I will, because it's so silly and fun and stupid and serious at the same time. But it was a great cast, ensemble cast of characters. I gotta throw it all to you guys. What are some of your favorite moments? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Justin, tossing over to you.
Yeah, I'll take it. And I will admit, when this came out, I supported Deep Impact instead of Armageddon.
Oh.
Yeah, I made that mistake. I didn't see Armageddon in theaters. I saw Deep Impact in theaters instead. So do what you wish with that knowledge. But I did see it later in high school, and it's a really great movie. I mean, the soundtrack, the acting, everything about it is just kind of like horrible and fun at the same time.
All right. It was fun.
It was fun.
And horrible.
I love it. Jeff. First apologize to your mom and dad about summer, and then tell us how the movie was.
Why am I apologizing to them?
I don't know. You just... The summer...
All right, yeah, no, Armageddon. Yeah, Eric, I remember we watched this multiple times together during sleepovers and whatever. Yeah, it's just a stupid, dumb, fun movie. It makes no sense. But it's got a great cast, and they all work well together. Probably my favorite part in the movie is actually during the commentary with Ben Affleck as they are Bruce Willis is explaining why only they can do the drilling, and Ben Affleck's like, this whole fucking movie is stupid. He's like, this is the dumbest thing. They're rocket scientists. They don't know how to drill. And it's pretty fun. It's pretty funny if you just listen to the commentary of the movie in general, because Ben Affleck's on it, and he just rips on it the entire time. But they're all laughing, and they know it's ridiculous. But it was just the pinnacle of just late 90s ridiculousness.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it was a fun time when, you know, movie CGI effects and special effects came to be known for, like, taking it up to the next level. I mean, the 90s, late 90s, I gotta admit, you know, from, I guess, Independence Day on, 96 to 2000, all did a great job. So this movie definitely is in, like, the top 10 of all time for me. I mean, it's Michael Bay, so who wouldn't? But, I mean, it was just great to have that kind of cast. It was fun. It's, you know, Steve Buscemi and the rest of the crowd. Like, it's just one of those movies where you, like, eat two buckets of popcorn, because it's like 2.5 hour movie. You just put a shitload of butter on it, you make some drinks, and you just have some fun. So that's what
I
got about.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Armageddon. but yeah, I'm so bored of Armageddon and that quest. So let's move on to the next motherfucking main quest of the day. I want to talk about what in our world, you guys remember life before the personal computer? Maybe a little bit, maybe just a tiny bit. Like before the 1980s, nobody knew about the personal computer.
I don't think we grew up without a computer, or at least
you're right.
Pushing something out.
A lot
We've
of people,
always lived with a computer.
A lot of people did. And, you know, I want to know, like, I'm serious about this. What is going to come after the PC? Because the PC did not exist, and then it did, and then we used it. But, like, what's going to come after? What's the successor to the PC? So, Jeff, I'm going to throw you under the bus real quick. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think there is a successor to the PC. I mean, there might be some form of AI hybrid, but I mean, the PC, it's not a PC, it's a computer system. It's the way we use computer. Computer can mean your cell phone, it can mean your PC, it can mean your Xbox, it can mean, you know, what's in your TV. I mean, it's just a general word for some sort of electronic device. That...
No, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. Think about the future. The PC didn't exist in the 60s, and then it just showed up.
Yeah.
So, like, what is that futuristic, like, UFO disc that's going to show up on our front doorstep that's going to surpass the PC?
Yeah, it's tough. Even in, sci-fi books and stuff. I know, Eric, you don't read or anything, but...
No, I can't read.
And just in movies, even in Star Trek, I think does a good explanation of the future and what that looks like in the, the late future. And it's still, you know, it's still run by computers. They might have a bit of AI in them, but I don't really think I think computers is like its thing. It doesn't really go past that.
Oh, okay. So Justin,
you can enhance things like humans. Humans are what they are. You can enhance them at some point if the technology comes up, but that's kind of it. I mean,
Jeff, I'm so bored.
I mean, there is
Justin. Justin, what's the future? Tell me what 2100 looks like.
I've got bad news for you, Eric. There is a massive crash of technology. And computers are done. They are gone. And books and tribal paintings on the cave walls come back. You have to learn how to read, man.
Oh, goddamn. I don't like that.
I'm sorry. That's just what's going to... But real... I'm thinking in terms of Twilight Zone, like of what the future can hold. But I think Jeff makes a good point that like AR and AI... and VR will take hold and everything will just be this kind of like Ready Player One virtual environment where we plug into a world that's not our own. I think Bruce Willis was in a movie about that. Yeah, it's still got an engine that runs it, but
yeah,
unless there's a giant crash or, Putin gets what he wants and just buries the Western world, you got your PC overloads.
Oops, got him. I'm just thinking like, you know, the future of gaming and successor of PC, it's got to be something that plugs into your body. Like, like that is the next stage. It has to be. You know, like...
Nanotechnology, which we have.
No.
And it's run by... computer.
I'm thinking like a PC that it had, you know, there's no more wall outlet. You know, it you can see it in your eye almost like a contact lens. Like I'm trying to think, like, before the PC again, we had bullshit jack shit. And then all of a sudden we're sitting at a computer playing all day. We're, you know, recording right now from a computer screen and looking at our computers.
Becoming more mobile. But right now, a cell phone, if you brought that back to the 60s, they would be like, this is, what is that? It's their giant computer handheld that can do it faster. So a computer can just get more advanced, but I don't think you ever get rid of that type of technology.
Are you sure about that? Have you seen UFOs? Have you talked to aliens?
Yeah, but don't. I mean, even space shuttle, how do they get to Mars? They use computer guidance systems. They're using some form of computer technology.
Yeah.
It could become more sentient.
But Eric brings up a good point, though, for us to just wax philosophical for a second. If we agree that aliens exist, they don't have PCs. They've got something completely different.
Yeah. They got PS5s or 6s. But I agree.
PS69s.
Oh, oopsie fuck. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's all about what is that next advanced stage. I mean, VR, we can all agree, VR crapped the bed. It's not going to go anywhere. No one's going to catch on to it. It'll literally become Google Glass in a year or two. No one, like, come on, guys. Jeff, be honest.
It's hard to, I mean, again, VR is still growing if you look at
the metric. It's not. Growing by any metric of the sort at all. No one is going out and buying VR. Yes,
you're not, but Eric, you're not understanding what the technology is being used. It might not be using for video games what you technically are just focusing it on. It's being used in the military. It's being used at the hospital.
Didn't realize that was the question. Oops.
Yeah, but it's VR technology, so you're shitting out of...
I'm literally talking about gaming. PCs. VR.
What if VR can, like you said, connect into your body and then it just projects through your eyes? That's still a form of virtual reality. Just advanced to a level where you're not wearing goggles anymore.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be augmented, though?
It'd be a bit of augmented. I mean, augmented and VR tend to kind of... I think just a mesh of those is what... the future of that technology is.
AI in there. What other buzzwords can we say?
AI, AR, oopsie fuck, VR.
Internet of Things. Internet 4.0.
Daddy, yeah. Elon Musk. Anyways, I'm so bored of this topic. Let's go to the next one. I'm going to do a new segment. Pass or play! A little bit of jazz there. Love it. I feel like we're Conan O'Brien just playing a little segment. I need to know, boys. I just want to line up a couple of 2022 games. I want to know, are you going to pass or are you going to play? Like, are you going to fuck or pass? Oops, sorry, Claudia. Oops. But like, I need to know, of all the games that we have coming out this summer, which ones are you looking forward to? Which ones are just a piece of shit? And I don't even know where to start. So let's just start with some of the basics. I need to know, Jeff, I know you played Splatoon 3 or 2 and 1, but are you going to play Splatoon 3, pass or play?
I only played 1 and I will pass. It's a very multiplayer heavy game. None of you play Switch multiplayer, so pass.
No, I played it with you that one time, and it was a piece of shit game. I hated it, and I'm going to guess Justin never played it at all and is easily a pass.
Yeah, I've never heard these words in my ears before, so obviously it's a pass.
Good. God of War Ragnarok, which apparently we're just tossing around these days as a word because of Thor. God of War Ragnarok, Jeff, pass or play?
I'm gonna play that.
Okay, it's got the boy in it. I see him in the cover. Does that help? Is that the reason you're playing?
No. Because he's got the void?
No, just because it's in a sequel to the latest one.
The God of War.
Yes.
Yeah, the first one Mac and I played. Mac has a, my brother, for anyone who hasn't known. Hopefully we get him on sometime. But he played the, well, it's a sequel of a sequel of a sequel of a sequel. But
oh, Jesus.
The last one that came out where it's set in like Norse mythology. And Mac became to the point where he started referring to the boy in the game as his son and had his girlfriend over and said, "That's my son."
Oh.
And she looked at him like, what is fucking wrong with you? It was pretty funny. But no, it was a fantastic game. It was great gameplay, great story. And this is the continuation of that. And of course, it's Norse mythology, which I love. So yeah, if I can ever get a PlayStation 5, I will play it. Much like Horizon.
Dawn, the new Horizon some game bullshit, that I, yeah.
Yeah, which I still can't get because I can't get a damn PS5.
Well, you just need more.
So I'll play it once I get a PS5.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to be a quick pass on this. Justin, what about you?
I've not played any of the God of War games. I think they look really cool. I think I would play them. So I'm going to give like a softie on it.
A half pass.
Well, I could, Justin, I could let you borrow my PS4 and you can play the first one. Oh. You would like it. Yeah. It's definitely your type of game.
I know. There's a quick side. Maybe it's not a yes. side quest, but it's a side note. I forget who did it, if it's Funny or Die or not, or SNL, but there's a God of War as directed by Wes Anderson on YouTube. Awesome. That it's hilarious. It's oh. And it's just like, hey, we're going to go kill some people, right? It's like, yep, got my sword. Close up on sword. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Quick, you know, what am I trying to say? Quick East, not Easter egg, but...
Oops.
Well, anyway, on God of War, the main character who plays Kratos, Christopher Judge, who was also on Stargate SG-1, which is one of my favorite sci-fi shows ever, as Teal. Okay. So there you go. If you guys like SG-1, play this just because Christopher Judge is Kratos and he's awesome. Great voice.
All right, like that. Last but not least, Jeff, you're gonna love this one. I gotta go with you first. Diablo Immortal for the mobile game device. You know, like mobile phone.
What, yeah, that's a huge pass. I don't know if you've listened to any of the reviews coming out this week.
I've never
been most greedy. It is worse than the Chinese games in the amount of greed and bullshit pricing and gambling and horrible tactics they're using. Shame on you, fucking Blizzard. I guess to even get the best gear in the game, you have to spend $110,000.
Yeah.
So, good job, Blizzard, you piece of shit.
Okay. Justin's a hard pass, a hard no. I just don't even care. I'm done with that one. I just want it for Jeff. But holy shit, we went through some games tonight. We went through some movies tonight and shows, and I have nothing else for you boys. I'm so done with this episode, but I love you both.
How's that drink going? Is it still pretty good?
Oh my God, this Wild Basin.
What is your review of it?
Like, don't why don't you give us a little beer review? All right, here's the thing. Let me do a little review. It's a hard seltzer. I'm not a fan at all of hard seltzers. And so, seltzers, if I can say the word.
Oh my gosh.
It's a tangerine lime, and it's just the worst two flavors I could ever think of, ever. So don't drink it. Don't ever, you know, think about it. It's 100 calories, so I've already packed down so many pounds and calories by just drinking it. And something about nature. It says, like, it's inspired by nature. Bullshit. You didn't think about me. You didn't think about my life or my family. So, where I'm at. Did I just dunk that shit into the ground or not?
You shequel and yelled it into the hoop.
Shequel and then lequel. And you know what? I'm watching, really quick, I'm watching Hell's Kitchen. So I've learned a lot from Chef Ramsay. So I'm feeling like I need to speak up for myself because I feel like he's always giving bullshit to people and telling the truth. So sorry, Wild Basin, you fucked up. You came into the wrong fridge at the wrong time. So Jeff, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah. you did it well.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, boys, I'm so done with this episode. It was awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. All three of us are back. I'm so excited. We didn't even like talk about it, that all three of us are back for the first time in a while. But let us know. Hit us up at SideQuestPod on all things social media. And I guess I got to throw it over to Jeff. How are we going to end this episode? Putting you on the spot.
Well, I think it's only fair that we all make the noise of we're going to die on this Ferris wheel that got stuck. Hopefully Justin can actually join us this summer when we actually do it again. And let's just, it got stuck and now it's tipping over. So in 3, 2, 1, we're all going to make the noise of how we're going to react to this.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Bah!
I am now dying.
Yeah.
I am alive.
Yo, whoa.
It didn't fall. We're alive. Good job.